Each year, steam engine hobbyists converge in Moultonboro to talk shop and ride around in steamboats on Lake Winnipesaukee. But one man from Delaware, named Clem LeGates, brings something else, an ice cream machine.
This year we made homemade peach and homemade cherry vanilla. We just went down to the local store and we bought some great big extra ripe peaches that they had and grind them up in the blender and mix them with all the ingredients.
LeGates' contraption is the highlight of the week. It's powered by another hobbyist's nearby steam truck engine. That hooks up to LeGates' 3-foot-long stationary engine with wheels and belts. And that's connected to paddles that churns the mixture inside 2 large blue buckets.
These are called White Mountain freezers, so they come out of the White Mountains.
The freezers, he says, are vintage 8-quart buckets from circa 1950 that he found on eBay. According to LeGates, they're exceedingly rare in that size today.
Some people are great on electronic stuff, and you know, other people like mechanical things, and I like mechanical things, so that's why I have this.
LeGates calls his creamy concoction steam cream, and when his 2 buckets are ready to go, a long line forms at the table, and LeGates' wife helps scoop the steam cream for the eager crowd. The result is tasty.
But it's not dietary, with all that heavy whipping cream and half and half and regular milk and sugar, but tastes good. Yeah, it's not dietary by no means.
Steam cream made a comeback this year after a break because LeGates' original machine was destroyed in a fire, White Mountain freezers and all. So it took him a while to build a new one. Things like that and the cost of ingredients makes this possibly the least cost-effective ice cream you'll ever taste. Luckily, LeGates hands it out for free.
I probably got $65 in just the ingredients to make this 4 gallons of ice cream.
And it's got something a little extra to add to the flavor. Besides the peaches and black cherries, is the lingering aroma of steam, oil, and burning wood. For NHPR News, I'm Ryan Lessard.